like I'm on you. You gon' hit me up, chasing me like
they gonna see you.
I'm stuck in social media. It seems like you only need me.
She texting me like she deserves a response. She got 100k followers, but 99 buy it.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's King at Jeromney. He's Ski at TSB Ski. Find those handles on Twitter. Join our Discord if you would like. Sports Brewery and Discord. That's where we get our movie suggestions. Your movie's coming up in a couple of weeks. You give us your list ideas for the sports podcast in there. You can talk Ducks with us. It's a good time. If you need an invitation to that, we can send you one. If you are already on Discord, just search for Sports Brewery. Same goes for YouTube. We do our sports podcast live on Twitch every week, twitch.tv/abrawg87, ABRAWG87. If you miss those, I post them on YouTube. So search for Sportsbury on there. You can find our episodes and segments and stuff from the sports podcast. I post them all there. Punch the bell, like and subscribe. Do all of the things because we're on all the things. It's at TSB Ski on all of the things that he's on, at Jeromney on the things that he's on, at TSB Pod for the things that I'm on. We're also on Facebook, whatever. This week's movie is King's movie. It is on Prime Video. It came out in 2024. It is called Challengers. It has an 88% on Rotten Tomatoes. What? A 7.1 on IMDb and an 82 on Metacritic. What? This movie got nominated for Best Picture, Musical or Comedy at the Golden Globe Awards. Zendaya.
Quite a net of what falls into the category.
Musical and comedy? It's neither of those.
It's
and also,
barely a movie in my eyes.
Yeah. And also, Zendaya got nominated for Best Actress. Speaking of which, Zendaya is the star of this movie. She plays Tashi Donaldson. Mike Feist plays Art Donaldson, and Josh O'Connor plays Patrick Zweig. Those are really the only three people in the movie. So there's really no one else to mention. I mean, there are people who played characters in the movie, but they're the only ones who are really in it. This movie, written by Justin Kuritsky's, this is his first movie that he wrote. He also went on to write the movie Queer, which stars Daniel Craig, came out this year as well, that people have said is also really, really good. So I don't know, whatever.
Well, if they're saying this movie is really, really good, and they're saying that movie's really good, really good.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that movie's probably fucking dog shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I would imagine so as well. Directed by Luca Guadagnino. Budget for this movie, $55 million, and the box office it made $96 million. So this movie made money. Does this feel like an A24 movie to you? Because it's not.
It's not.
I just want to say, you guys are very mad at me for picking this. I thought this was a movie where Zendaya went up in a rocket ship as a teacher and never came back.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know what this movie was about.
I would have rather watched that. I would have rather watched the Challenger explosion on a repeat.
I was like, man,
for 2 hours and 15
for a NASA movie, they're doing a lot of tennis backstory.
Yeah. That's how the astronauts get in shape, man. Didn't you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I could see these guys are in really good shape, so I guess they could be astronauts. I get it. But yeah, a lot of tennis talk going on. Huh?
Yeah.
Right.
The red clay, huh? What a choice.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool.
Roland Garros. All right.
Oh boy. So this movie, again, like, the reason we're reacting the way we're reacting is because, like you said, King, like, this movie was like a big deal. Like, people raved about this movie, said it's like one of the best movies of the year. Like, the story, the ending's incredible, like, blah blah blah. I mean, 88% of Rotten Tomatoes just doesn't like happen.
No.
So everybody said this movie was good. It's not good.
Like, you know, reviewers could say anything about this movie, and, you know, that's their choice, right? That's their preference. But if any reviewer said this had a fantastic ending, should probably just get shot and put in a ditch just so we don't have to deal with that person anymore, because they are a pox on society if they think that. This is probably the worst ending of any movie ever made.
Such a... the, you know that commercial where the guy's like, "Balling off of me, coach." And they're like, "Sportsmanship, pass it on." That's kind of what the ending, like, those are the vibes the ending hit me with.
Yeah. But again, that commercial was maybe like a high school game or something, not a final of a shitty challenger when the guy realizes his opponent, who was his friend, fucked his wife.
Yeah.
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 The same night that he told his wife that he was going to retire from tennis, and she told him that she would leave him if he lost to the guy. I cannot stress enough how much I hate Zendaya in this movie.
She is the villain of this movie.
She gets nominated for Best Actress for a reason. Like, she is really, really good in this movie. Like, Zendaya, like, I can't, like, her character is incredibly unlikable. And that actually takes a lot for Zendaya, because she is likable. Like, she's awesome. Like, in real life, like, in other things she's been in, she is awesome. She is the fucking worst. And in every scene she's in, I hate looking at her.
Like, maybe not every scene.
Yeah, there's a couple scenes. There's
a couple tennis scenes, if you know what I mean. But I'm saying, like, so to her credit, and I guess to this movie's credit, there's some redeemable thing there in the fact that she is a very unlikable, hateable character, and she did a really good job of that. But that said, the movie was not good. Like, the story itself was not good. And the way it was sort of put together, because I saw a lot of people saying, like, the editing of this movie was really good, and the way it was, like, shot and put together,
it was confusing as shit.
I don't agree.
Timeline, like, was in
the editing of, like, the tennis shots. Yeah. I'm sorry, I feel like it was sports people just
ball going right at the camera. Is that what you're talking about?
Like, yes, and there were some service and volley things where I'm like, Zendaya hasn't moved 6 inches.
No.
Like, she's scattering the other, you know, the opponent, but
they're running.
Not,
yeah, they're running for their lives.
They're running ragged. There. She's stationary.
That's why
she's
that's
John
why she,
Kruk at first base. Like, amen. She ain't moving.
That's why she tore ACL, is because the first time she actually had to
the
run.
The first time she had to move. She
first
goes,
time she had to charge the net on the drop shot.
Oh, yeah. A quick twitch muscle. Ah!
Pop, explode. Yeah. Goddamn. So if you're listening to this movie and you haven't seen this movie, again, we're going to, like, continue to go into a whole bunch of spoilers. But if you're not interested in watching the movie, which, good on you, I don't recommend it. It is about two best friends in their relationship to Zendaya, basically, and tennis, essentially.
Their love triangle with all three of them, more or less.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Like, so, yeah, no, go ahead.
Was the whole thing, was this thing just supposed to be edgy, and that's why people think it's good?
Yes.
I mean, yes. I mean,
and my like, big brain theory is everyone saw, the trailer is good. The trailer is good, but I think people saw the trailer and saw the scene with Zendaya and the guys on the side of the bed.
The triple kiss scene.
But they didn't see how that ended up. And they're like, shit, I was bamboozled.
Yeah.
I let my thing downstairs think about it. Yeah. I can't say it was bad now, but then you just saw two dudes kiss. Which is fine.
Yeah.
But there was lot of undertone.
But again, it was Zendaya's character getting what she wanted. And that's sort of one of the first indicators that
very manipulative.
She is a manipulative, like, psychopath.
She's just a bitter fucking hag, is what she is in this movie. She is.
Last week you called someone a floozy. This week you're calling someone a hag. Holy cow.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, the whole
cow.
Her whole character is based upon that she is just so bitter that she got hurt and can't compete. The only reason why she married the guy was because he was good at tennis and she like vicariously lived through his career.
Ski, did you watch this movie with your girlfriend?
I did not.
Okay. I just want to know if she had a reaction.
I threw this movie on and within 5 minutes, I was trying to watch it like at night in bed. Had to turn it off. I was like, I can't do this going to bed. I will not be able to sleep. I'll just be stewing, raging. I had to turn it off. I had to watch it in the afternoon.
You're welcome.
It was 2 hours and like 15 minutes.
Again?
Yeah.
Why do I... Well, everything I pick is that I've never seen is some like 2 hour plus art house bullshit. Like I don't get it.
I really wish you just would have picked like Wimbledon. We could have had back to back Paul Bettany movies. If here's for anyone listening that hadn't watched this and wants to watch a tennis like rom-com love movie, just go watch Wimbledon. Everything about that movie is better than this. It's just not edgy.
What was the one with Andy Samberg? It was like Becker versus Boris or something like that.
Yeah. That was
God.
That wasn't bad. It was McEnroe or I don't remember. Yeah. Oh my God. So yes. Let's see. Zendaya is a former tennis like prodigy.
Yeah.
So she was going to Stanford.
Stanford.
And she blew her knee out, had to retire. And so then she went on to coaching, and that's when she ended up like marrying Art and like becoming his coach. And basically because she is power hungry and needs to be able to boss people around and needs control over every single situation she's in. And so if somebody's going to take control away from her, she goes to the other person, essentially. That's how this movie goes on. And so again, becomes the coach of Art, enters him in a small tournament called Challengers, and in that's what they're called
Challenger tournaments. Yeah,
yeah
leading
yeah.
up to majors and stuff. It's for the low ranked players to earn their way into better tournaments.
So to be able to qualify to play in the better tournaments. And Art is a U.S. Open title away from the Grand Slam,
Six majors in his career,
which apparently is not good enough for Zendaya. Like she's still like it as because that's the thing in that scene. Like as soon as he tells her he's retiring, she's out. And Patrick knew it. Like Patrick said it to her, frankly. He was like, you need to, as soon as he's done, like you can see it in him, he's done, he wants to stop, and as soon as he stops
he wants to eat a hamburger,
out. yeah you're out. And he was absolutely right. Like he knew her better than like she knew her, and definitely better than Art knew her, which is wild.
She did not want that kid they had together, for sure. Yeah.
I kept waiting for the other shoe to drop on that. I kept waiting to find out that it was like actually Patrick's kid. Because they showed us the Atlanta thing, right? Where like, fuck, what a piece of shit. Like she literally, she's sitting there having a drink, and like Patrick like walks up, stares at her, walks in, looks at the ring. She's like got a depressed look on her face. Yeah, it's his grandmother's ring. Yeah, she's dead now. And then she proceeds to fuck the guy. Like, you suck, dude. Like, you suck. You are the worst of the worst.
See, this movie's not believable in the fact that, like I said, Art's a big deal. He's, you know, not quite Federer Nadal level. He's better than Andy Murray. He's got more majors than Andy Murray.
You saw the picture of them. Like, they had the Andy Murray picture, then he was right behind him.
Yeah, they had Roddick there.
Yeah,
Andy Roddick. Yeah.
That was Andy Roddick. Yeah,
Andy Roddick.
Roddick.
I thought you were talking about the Atlanta scene. Sorry,
but I guess the whole like he's so madly in love with her that he like sticks through it all. Like, is that the whole point?
He seemed depressed every scene.
Oh,
he
wanted to like kill himself. The whole movie, it seemed like, even when he was like happy, he was, I don't know the actor. Yeah. I did not like him at all.
Yeah. Either.
I didn't know the other actor either.
Yeah.
Didn't like him either. Yeah. Zweig.
Yeah, like Zendaya, going into this movie, Zendaya is the likable person. Like, I expected to watch Zendaya and be like, oh, okay, well, at least I'll feel good at part of this movie. No, no. If you're making Zendaya the bad guy, like, why am I watching your movie? Like, again, she did a great job. She did. Like, she really did. She's a great actress. She did really good in this movie. But fuck, I hated watching her.
King, this is your movie. I want you to explain to us and the listeners, what is the meaning of this movie? What is the whole underlying tone of it? What, like, especially with the ending, what is this movie trying to portray? What is it?
Feminism? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think because the movie makes everybody hate her.
Like, yeah, but she's that powerful, though. I mean, I honestly I don't know.
Especially the end. It's like, all right.
The end was so.
What does
bad.
That mean? What does that wrap up on this story? You made us sit for 2+ hours of this torrid love triangle, and what's the outcome?
Yeah, so what is that supposed to tell us? Because, like, the whole movie is, it surrounds this match at Challengers of
the art, finals of this
Art against Patrick. They're going against each other. It's supposedly, like, everything rides on this match, which we find out, like, literally everything rides on the match, like his wedding or his marriage, like everything rides on it. His ability to get to the U.S. Open. Patrick, if he wins, then he can finally get a major and actually get some money. But, like, the whole like every relationship thing was, you know, was surrounding this match, and show that they do flashbacks and whatnot. So, you know, like, Patrick wins the first set 6-2, and it coincides with Patrick dating her first and them, like, actually connecting first and blah, blah, blah. And so then second set comes up and Art wins that one. That's Art winning Zendaya and getting married to her. And she becomes his coach and blah, blah, blah. And they have a kid and all of these things. And then the third set, it's like, all right, coming down to it. It's right up to the end. And then he jumps into his arms and they hug. And Zendaya is like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, what is,
yeah.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I don't know.
What is, like,
I the ending was terrible. I don't know. Like,
and again,
so that happens, that means Patrick wins. Like, cause Art jumped over the net. Like,
yeah,
that is,
yeah, that's a fault. Yeah.
Or maybe to go back to the beginning of what you said, with, did this feel like an A24 film? Maybe Art won.
Mm.
The ethereal.
Maybe
the ethereal
society.
Art.
Yeah. Maybe society won is the overall message.
I'm worried about society. If this is getting 88% on Rotten Tomatoes and stuff, like,
I can't, like, the first, like, 40 minutes, I was like, okay.
Yeah, I was in. I was in. Sure.
I was not in even from the beginning.
Well, you know.
It just, like, as the movie went on, like,
well before the hour mark, I was like, oh, I'm out and I got an hour and 15 minutes left? God damn.
And again, at least have the tennis in Wimbledon, the movie that was 20 years ago, was better than how they shot it in this as well.
That's something we talk about with sports movies every time. Yeah. Like,
but that was the thing that pissed me off.
Yeah.
Was people saying how great the sports scenes were.
Awful.
And we all probably have a pretty low bar on what a good sports scene is in a movie, because they're hard. You know, Ashton Kutcher playing basketball, that's really probably not ever going to look great.
Wilder,
you know?
Valmarama throwing a baseball in summer.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it's just not going to work. But for all the praise from critics, it was like I said earlier, she's not moving. they're doing is just showing her going, whoop.
Did anyone hit a real tennis ball in this movie?
Yeah, I was going to ask you guys that because it did look CGI, right?
It's the all balls CGI
themselves.
All of it was CGI. Yeah.
I don't know what all of it was because it looked like some of the scenes with Art and Patrick, like I feel like they were actually playing tennis sometimes, but like every time Zendaya hit a ball, like it looked
all
like
CGI.
Looked CGI. Yeah. Which she didn't look bad. Like she looked the part of a tennis player, but the tennis itself, like.
Hey, Zendaya, you don't want to
been doing it for maybe like a month or two, maybe, you know?
Yeah. Zendaya, if you don't want to blow out your ACL, maybe don't skip leg day because her fucking legs are the thinnest legs. They're not athlete legs.
It is funny. Like they showed the other tennis players that she was like competing against.
The German chick was built like a real tennis player.
Actually, tennis players.
Like, they have sturdy lower body.
They have to do squats and lunges a lot because they use their legs all the time. So, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. I think the most likable thing in this movie was the molten chocolate cake at Applebee's, guys. What do you think?
The grandma and the kid together was nice. They had a nice relationship. Because
they were sweet.
She's raising the child.
Zendaya's mom or Art's mom?
That's Art's mom for sure.
Art's mom. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, like, it, there's no way that can be Zendaya's character's mom because...
Well, they showed the dad at the party, like, when they were young.
That's right, when they were younger. But she was at Stanford.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stanford! Yeah.
No, is this movie only considered good just because of that underlying homoerotic tone throughout the entire movie and that they showed penises? Is that what makes a good movie? If you show dick...
They did show a lot of dick,
art,
I will say that.
Just make it an art house movie and therefore it's good.
It was interesting because like it's one scene and they just show like three or four dicks for like... I mean, it's a locker room, so I guess there's going to be dicks. Like, okay. But it didn't serve a purpose. You know, like we hear about that all
the
time.
He's on his phone the entire time.
We hear about that all the time in movies where it's like if you're going to have nudity, like it don't make it gratuitous, right? Like just if
that was the 80s got away with it. That was
but like we hear about that all the time and it's sort of like why, like what was the purpose of showing the dicks? Was it just like cuz it showed one character was insecure, but the character they showed who was insecure wasn't a character in the movie. Like he wasn't one of the main people. So like, what was the point of that? Like it was while Patrick was on the phone looking at like Tinder dates.
Yeah.
See like the gratuitous nudity scene stuff. Like it's at what's her name? Alexandra Daddario.
Daddario. Yeah.
Wanted to do that scene in True Detective season one with no shirt. And the director was like, I'm making art here, baby, not a porn.
Great scene.
And he nixed it. She wore a shirt open, but you know, see, it was up to your imagination.
Yeah, that's why I said, I think it's like art house now where it's like chic. You could show if it's male nudity, it's not gratuitous like that, you know, because it's art and it goes against the norms. That's kind of how I feel like this entire movie was trying to be so edgy and so against the norms that they just made a shitty movie in the end.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was kind of excited to fire it up. I was like, oh, I was too. It's got great reviews.
I like Zendaya too as an actor. She's a good actress.
Yeah, Euphoria is a fun little watch.
The Dunes, she's attractive. I don't hate seeing her.
Miss Me on the Sand movie.
You don't like the sandworms?
I enjoyed the dunes.
I've actually never seen
Speaking it. Speaking of a long movie, I'm surprised you haven't picked them yet.
Denis Villeneuve? Come on, bro. Guy directed Sicario too, man. Great.
I'm good.
Denis? Speaking of French. Yeah.
Is there any redeeming quality to this movie for you guys? Anything? Just even a small thing.
Well, now that he said small, I can't say anything because I was going to say the dicks.
Zendaya's acting was really good.
She was really good in it.
She was really good. Yeah. And you know what? I don't Evil. Necessarily like I think the guys acted fine as well. The Patrick character was pretty unlikable too, but I thought they were fine. I thought Art's Let's see, Mike Faced, who played Art. I think he did a good job of portraying the guy who had sort of been worn down in the end. And you do sort of see the progression of him getting worn down.
They did, when they showed him as like doubles partners when they were juniors.
Yeah,
he had a little pep in his step, but he was still a fucking Debbie Downer, like kind of like mopey guy.
Yeah, because he had a friend who completely like bulldozed him in at every turn, and of course he met a wife who that's her entire thing is to bulldoze everybody she comes. Imagine how fucked up that kid's gonna be. Like the most manipulative, like power hungry mom ever. Like
if they were to split, he would take the daughter for sure.
You would think
she's
right?
off fucking the guy trying to have him throw the match, and he's laying in bed with his daughter, you know, sleeping.
Yeah,
it's like you see one parent is actually parenting; the other one gives zero shits. Go with grandma, kind of thing.
You know, like because there was a couple scenes where she did that, like where she sort of snuck off and met with Patrick. The one, like, oddly enough, the one that pissed me off the most was when she basically got done telling him off. She was like, you have a better shot with a gun in your mouth. I think that's like the thing she said to him.
That was the one good line in this movie.
That's a hell of a line. But then she gets out of the car. They get out of the car or whatever. He gives her his number and she pockets it and walks away. Like, you just got done telling this dude how worthless he is. And then you keep his number. Like, why are you keeping his? Wow.
Like, this is like the opposite of like feminism. That how many times have you seen that? The bad boy that's like awful for the woman that she always crawls back to. And he knows that he'll always have like that hold over her.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what it is.
I think about that, by the way, like with these things that I'm saying about this movie, I think about that. It's like, would I react the same way if Zendaya was a dude and there were two female tennis players who he was taking advantage
of?
You
can't make that movie nowadays.
Yeah, I don't know. No. Right? Like
it's not edgy enough.
I probably would. Like, I would probably think, yeah, this guy's a prick. Like somebody, like I would react differently. I'd be somebody needs to kick this dude's ass, is what I would say. But
and then usually,
I'm not going to say that about Zendaya. So,
but here's the thing: if that's the scenario in the movie, it's not a happy ending for the guy. The chick figures it out. Like, oh, both the chicks that are into him figure out, like, oh, he's a piece of shit, and they both like cut ties and, you know, are friends, kind of thing.
But one of them is a piece of shit too, though. So. That's the thing. Unless Patrick is kind of a piece of shit.
That's how this movie should have ended. Would have been them both during the match, both realizing that Zendaya is a massive piece of shit, and that they were better off just them being friends and neither of them being with her. That's how it should have ended.
Yeah. Pray.
Bitter hack, like I said.
Pray for Art. that poor man. You know what? I say that. He's also like a millionaire. Like three, like he's a.
Yeah. As she riding his coattails to rich and fame. She's on a fucking billboard with him. How many times is Freddie Adu still on fucking billboards? How many times has these teenage, you know, wunderkinds that flamed out, that no one just, you're not supposed to give a shit about them anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that was probably a pretty good indicator, huh? Like, looking
what is
back on
Freddie Adu up to?
Not on billboards, I know that.
Safe statement. Yeah.
Yes.
Is probably one of the things we should have noticed early on, right? Is when she was like the scene where she was looking over the advertisement for the Aston Martin. Ooh. And she changed it to have both of them in it and talk about them as the, even though he has won several championships and she has won zero. Remember, she tore her ACL in college and never turned pro.
She was 19.
She was never actually a professional tennis player, but acted like she
that's
is.
That's the one weird thing that goes against like pretty much her whole character. Yeah. Her whole character should want to go pro. I mean, female tennis players go pro at like 14 and 15.
They do. Yeah, exactly. Like she wanted
she didn't want to win enough if she didn't want to be a pro that
she wanted to go to Stanford? Yeah. Like why? Yeah. Agreed. That doesn't make sense at all. If she's such a badass and so aggressive about tennis and it's her entire life, then why is she going to college?
And so competitive, yeah. She should.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that in 2017, Freddie Adu was on trial with the Portland Timbers, and they did not offer him? Yeah, that's what it says.
Oh, they were trying him out.
Yeah. Right. I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like he was like a court proceedings.
So
we've heard about some Timbers court proceedings, and so
didn't offer him a contract. So then he went to play for the Las Vegas Lights.
Of the.
Don't ask me.
Click a button, man.
The Las Vegas Lights of the USL.
Oh, right.
To play at Cashman Field.
All right.
Fancy.
Their mascot's a llama. And they reward players with casino chips.
Oh, sign me up for this team. What casino?
It doesn't say. The Lights are owned by an investment group led by former Major League Baseball player Joey Bats.
Bautista. Joey Votto?
Yeah. Bautista.
There you go.
Wow. All right. Wow. Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Way more interesting than this fucking movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It is weird. Because we're all having a big reaction to this movie. Like, I don't know that we have said that about other movies that we've watched. Like,
I think I've given a zero and some, like, maybe halves.
Yeah.
I hated this movie with my soul. I didn't just hate it.
But again, the fact that the movie did that to you might say something about this movie.
It does not. No.
Okay.
That's the whole thing now, to be edgy for just that purpose, like essentially piss people off. And it's not even, I'm sure there's so many right wing people that the male nudity and the man kissing and the underlying homoerotic stuff is what pissed them off. That was honestly, that's probably the better part of this fucking movie is that.
The dongs.
Yes. The dongs. Best part. One of the best parts of this movie.
One of the dicks looked like the St. Louis Arch. I just gotta say that. I mean, that was perfect. I was like, damn.
It's a good dick.
Where are the St. Lunatics at?
Right. Where's Murphy?
I heard country grammar immediately. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You're going down, down, baby.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you what's popping tonight.
It always reminds me of the Workaholics episode. Like, damn, good dick, dude. There's nothing wrong with telling your bro he's got a good dick, you know? Like, it's all right. Bros supporting bros, you know? Oh, man. Yeah.
Can we even explain the sauna scene also? That was the first time like Art, like he kind of always threw jabs at him, but that was the first time he like kind of told him his face, like, oh, you're kind of a nothing.
You suck. I don't want you in my life. Yeah. I don't like you. The fact that we were friends is a bummer to me. Like, go away. Go away. I hate you. Yeah.
They had to preface that with be like, can you get your dick out of my face? Yeah. Pretty much also just.
Yeah, that is a little off-putting, having a guy walk into the sauna nude and then just sort of put his leg up over you. Like,
power move, right? Isn't it a power move?
Is it, though? Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
That's a power move.
I might grab the fucking
That's turning you into a bottom real quick.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, what's the play in that situation? Like, you're in a sauna. Somebody walks in and just, like, throws their dick in front of you. Like, what's the play? Do you flick it? Do you punch them in the nuts? Like, what do you do? Like, do you grab your towel and whip it? Like, I don't know.
I think that's the play.
The towel? Yeah. But then, like, what happens after that? Then you're in like a fist fight in the sauna, naked with this other person. I don't know. I don't know.
Anything goes in that scenario.
you take that hose with the cold water and just spray it right on his dick.
Yeah,
you can't come out now, can you?
Now that's a power move right there.
Look who's got to sit in here and get warm again.
Yeah. Let's
you gonna come out and show that thing?
Let's see you use that on my wife. Oh, wait a minute. Oh. That's not as big a diss as I think it is. All right. We should think about grading this. Do you have anything else you would like to say, either of you?
No.
About this movie.
I made my point fairly clear here.
I think we all came into this movie like sort of expecting it to be good, and like sort of not necessarily expecting to like it because I didn't know really what it was about, but the fact that everybody talked about how great it was and it had all these really good reviews, which we knew about, like that's all I've heard, all I've seen online is people talking about how great this movie is. Like, I think we sort of expected it to be good, and
I thought it was going to be like Wimbledon rom-com, like that, like a love triangle Wimbledon rom-com. Interesting, Kirsten Dunst in Wimbledon is kind of like Zendaya. She's kind of a bitch, kind of aggro. Maybe that's something up with female tennis players. Is that what the movie industry is trying to tell us?
I don't know. I don't know enough about Monica Seles to make a statement on that. You know, like
I thought Jennifer Capriati was America's sweetheart.
Yeah, wasn't she nice? She was nice. Who? Chris Fowler in this movie, right?
Yeah.
Chris Fowler.
Big
was
tennis guy. Yeah.
Yeah. That was interesting. All right. So it's King's movie. King, you got to grade it first.
What's it out of this week?
I don't know. Five.
Zendaya. Men in the majors play five sets. We'll go it out.
Five sets. There you go. Perfect.
Nice tie-in. Zendaya was good. The movie stunk. 1.5. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you for apologizing. I appreciate that. I take it in, I accept it, and I appreciate it.
We hear you and we see you.
Ski, it sounds to me with your silence that you would like to go last.
Yes,
I will allow that. I'm going to give this movie a 2. I feel that Zendaya was really good. And the fact that she made me hate her so much is a good thing for her, because I think it showed how effective she was at playing this really shitty character. I didn't like anything else in this movie. I did not like Zendaya in this movie. I thought she was really good in it, but I did not like her or this movie. So a 2.
All right. I guess I'm going to start the new precedent here. Do something wacky. I'm giving this a -0.5. I hated this movie so much that I'm giving it negative points. This is going to hurt the next movie that I'm going to watch. Because
this feels racist. This has got to be racist.
And honestly, and I partially agree with you, Braga. I think even though I hated the Zendaya character, she was good at it. I just hated the writing and the character development so much and how it was all put together that it couldn't save it.
Oh, the editing was not good.
Everything about this movie was pissed me off.
They tried to do it around the sets, like I said, like the three sets, and they tried to like do the time around that when they were all getting to know each other and all that stuff. And it was just jumbled. Like it really didn't make sense the way they did it. And
it was over 2 hours.
Yeah.
It didn't need to be.
Didn't have to be at all. Yeah,
it didn't need all the slow-mo fucking towards the end. Slow-mo fucking slow-mo
shots
and sweating. Yeah. It need the Patrick Ewing out there in the fourth quarter on some of those shots. Like, Jesus.
They did spend a good 10, 15 minutes of slow motion sweating in this movie.
Yes.
Incredible.